IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints. I'm Ata, the host of this program. With me in the studio, there are two special guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Brother Alavian and Shaykh Rouhani. Shaykh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Brother Alavian, assalamu alaikum to you.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
All right, for today's discussion, we want to talk about Iranian attacks, especially the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, which launched, in fact, a large-scale missile and drone attack on Israel. It was in April 2024 as a retaliation for the Israeli airstrike on the Iranian embassy in Damascus on April 1st. We can't say it had so many reactions all around the world. From both the Muslim lands and the non-Islamic lands. Brother Alavian, let's start with you. How did you find these April 13th IRGC large-scale missile attacks and drone attacks on Israel?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. This unique attack that was done under the title of Ma'adat al-Sadiq was something that we haven't seen in the last decades, and from Iran against one of the nuclear powers in the region. So we have seen recently two important things happen: that Iran once slapped America and U.S. on Ayn al-Assad a couple of years back, and this is the second attack that was really quite different and really distinguished by any other attacks in the history of relations between Iran and U.S. and Iran and Israel. Mm-hmm. But it was a lawful right for Iran to retaliate. Because when you dare to attack the house, or that is the embassy, or I don't know, the consulate of a country.
It was Iranian's embassy in Damascus on April 1st.
Sure. When you dare to attack it, I mean, it means that you directly attack the country itself. Mm-hmm. So the right of retaliation has been admitted and approved by any other country. And we have seen that, the whole world, to some extent, did not show any their disagreement with this action of Iran, because it was its own right, a natural right to retaliate.
So Israel in the past times, you know, has always assassinated so many of our, even scientists, you know, scholars. Yeah. It attacks so many of the bases of Iran, military or non-military one, in different lands through its proxies. But do you think that this retaliation was strong enough?
Definitely it was strong enough, and based on what you exactly said, I mean, it has happened already. I mean, they killed some of our scientists and martyred and assassinated some of them. But since they have been done inside the country through some proxies, so this was not, a right for us to directly attack them. So this time was different because they directly attacked us, so we retaliated directly. But the hugeness and bigness of this retaliation, I think, was enough, and even more than what has been done earlier, because they don't let the news to leak from what happened exactly in the site, that is in Nawatim base, and also the areas that have been struck. Because if they let the real news come up, I mean, the people will understand the effect of this retaliation. Almost at least 40 military people have been killed in this.
You mean the militants were killed?
In this attack, and so some seven people from us have been martyred in Syria in our embassy. Yes. But here we saw that, I mean, the retaliation was good enough even to compensate for whatever happened even inside the country already.
That's right.
Since they have tried a lot to boycott the news and not to let the world know what happened and what actually leaked was through the cameras of ordinary people and some other cameras.
That's right.
So the realities will be shown up, inshallah, in near future. Because even there were some drones that they took some videos.
Okay.
But they will be, inshallah.
We'll get to the drones and the footage from them caught on the cameras. Okay, Sheikh Rouhani, so up to now, the Israelis, you know, in the Gaza Strip have killed so many innocent children and people over there. Is it a success for Israel? Can we call it success? Because in terms of the military walls, the more you kill, the more successful you are.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I don't think so that it could be a kind of success for a regime who killed, for example, the innocent civilians, okay, the kids, the babies, the innocent men and women, the hospitals, schools, kindergartens. This is not a success. It is a failure in reality. But I wanted to look at this issue from an Islamic perspective, the way that if we go back to the history of Islam, particularly in the 20th century for Muslims is a century of failure after failure. Because when the Uthmanid Empire toppled down in 1922,
yes,
now we are in 2024. Around 102 years in Islamic world, we cannot find any single success.
Yes.
For all Muslims. Mm-hmm. What we see is always failure after failure. Mm-hmm. Because this is the century of communism.
Yes.
From Soviet Union to China. It is a century of the colonization by Britain from across the globe, from Islamic world to non-Islamic world.
Yes.
It is the century of occupation of Islamic world by the superpowers.
Yes.
And all these 100 years.
Yes.
There has been no single attack against these superpowers, mm-hmm, within the Islamic territory or outside the Islamic territory.
Yes.
So that's why this base or this place that was attacked by Islamic Republic of Iran.
Yes.
It was the most secure, to the highest level possible, it was secure. Mm-hmm. Even more secure than Buckingham, than Kremlin, than White House.
Yes.
Because it was strongly supported and protected and preserved by the most modern technology, warfare. Yes. So if Iran can attack such a place,
yes,
even if you can fire against such a place, mm-hmm, just this fire against such, okay, a place,
yes,
it has a very, very strong message to all the superpowers.
Sorry, Sheikh, let me disagree you.
Yes.
Is Israel that much big to talk about, you know?
Not Israel. Israel.
It is not a big land. You know, it is not Israel, even a country, you know?
We know that how Israel was established.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we know the history.
Yes,
yeah,
okay,
we know the history.
United Kingdom and the U.S.
And
well.
Israel is strongly supported by all the superpowers, mm-hmm, by the main superpowers, particularly Western powers.
Yes.
When you attack Israel, it means that you directly attack the United States.
Mm-hmm.
You attack, for example, Britain. You attack France. You attack Germany, you know, because they support, you know. So that is why this attack made against this kind of area,
yes,
it changes.
Mm-hmm.
It bring a kind of revolution,
yes,
a change,
seems, that's why,
to the history of Islam and particularly to the history of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I think Muslims and also non-Muslims should look at this issue from this perspective.
Yes.
That after 100 years, it, yes, is the first time that a Muslim country can, mm-hmm, stand, mm-hmm, against the sovereignty or against the dominance of the superpowers in the Islamic territory.
That's right.
So that's why we've had many, for example, Islamic countries, Islamic status in the history. Sometimes they claim to do something against these powers, but no one could do that, mm-hmm, you know. So that's why it is a great success for Islamic Republic of Iran.
Especially, do you think, Brother Alavian, that if it was not because of the recent events that are taking place in Gaza Strip, Iran still would attack Israel? Because, you know, it was after all these attacks of the Israelis on the people of Gaza, you know, and killing so many people, we can say attacking hospitals, schools, universities,
yeah,
you know, NGOs, and Journalists have been killed, more than 200 ones. So Iran still would attack Israel or not?
This is a very good question, bro. And look, when we saw that, the even in the speeches and statements of the leader of the Islamic the leader of the Islamic Republic, Ayatollah Khamenei, said that it was an irreparable defeat for Israel. That started from October 7th. So when it started from that time, series of defeats, one after another, came to till today, that at the end of the day, they wanted to get out of this trap. Mm-hmm. So they attacked the Iranian embassy.
Yes.
But definitely it would not happen directly if they were not attacking our embassy directly. But these series of defeats actually reached them to come to this wretchedness, to this status of hopelessness, to mm-hmm. do whatever they can do, like Ghariq, that is Al-Ghariq al-Tashabbath bi-kulli hash, is the one who is drowning. He tries to take grasp of every plan that he sees around himself. So we see that lots of issues happen, series of defeats that we see, like let me just name some of these important events that happened from October 7th that lead to this, retaliation attack that mm-hmm. Iran did on Israel.
This was not a retaliation for the people of Gaza, you mean?
If you want to look at it, it is indirectly a sort of retaliation for the people of Gaza.
Uh-huh.
Because those who have been killed, those military that have been killed in the embassy of Iran, they were the ones who were supporting, the Gaza people behind the borders, right? They were feeding, resistance line. So they knew that whom they are going to kill. The commanders that were there, the main leaders of the front, the front of the resistance line. So definitely, indirectly, it was for the sake of the people of Gaza. Let's call it for the sake of Islamic Ummah first. So we saw that right after October 7th, what happened on the economy of this country? Lapid, the head or the leader of opposition, said that every 5 minutes a new message or a new SMS comes to us that, the prices have come up.
Yes.
So this sort of economy is going to collapse. It is going to, cope with the, resistance line. From the other side, Yemenis started and actually took the neck of their economy, that is from Al-Bab al-Mandab Strait. Their ships have been controlled and they haven't stopped to transfer through that route. Again, one important issue that they have created for themselves for more than 7 decades was that they told the whole world by the media that they are oppressed people, that they have been oppressed, for example, in the Holocaust.
Mm-hmm.
So this has been shattered again. Look, mm-hmm. when you see that in 200 days, you kill more than 40,000 people, almost 10,000 of which are kids and infants.
That's right. Thank you very much, Brother Alevian, Sheikh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding this topic.
Thank
you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Viewpoints. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
شفعة أنا لها أنا